Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. I'm going to attempt to do a live call-in show. I haven't done one in years, so I don't know. Back in the day, you could load up a show and say live call-in, and then callers would appear in the queue. So I don't know if that's going to happen. But if in the meantime, while we wait, I want to talk about some of the things, energy that I've been picking up and circling, and share some wisdom with you. In case you're new to the program, I am Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I am a lifelong psychic. I use my intuition to coach. So if you have an issue in your life, in your relationships, in your career, and you want to jam about it, definitely call in. I think the call-in number here is 319-527-6217. And if this doesn't work, I might do another show and I'll announce it ahead of time. So if you want to call in, you can. And I'll announce it via my newsletter list. And you can sign up for that at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com on the front page there. And I send messages out a couple of times a week. Usually something juicy piece of information. You know, while we're on the call, I think I will share with you what I sent to the list today. I think this is a really beautiful message, and I can definitely riff on it while we wait. So the message was, accept heaven's help. And where it came from is, I have an oracle card that's called Accept Heaven's Help. And the meaning of the card is that when it comes up, it means that you're close to manifestation. It's being worked out in the spiritual realm. And even if you don't see results, it's your time to not only look for signs, but here's what was so interesting about this card, to allow spirit to help you. And so my message for my newsletter list was allowing heaven's help. So I believe heavenly hands are always trying to support us. And unfortunately, sometimes our human behaviors can negate that help or block that help. And so here are some suggestions to allow heaven to help you. Number one, practice centering every day. And that's really just finding peace and tranquility within. And some people like to do that through meditation. Some people like to do it through exercise. Some people like to do that through self-care. Some people like to do it through caring for their home. Whatever it is, find some way where you center yourself every day. And, you know, I have my process for centering. It starts with breathing. And as I'm breathing and breathing deeply, I start to really focus my energy in the center of my body. And with each breath, I feel my energy expanding. And with that expansion, I am quieting any anxiety, doubt, worry, fear within me, so that I know that in this process of centering, I can draw to me that which is for my highest and greatest good. See, what happens is we are always broadcasting a frequency. We're always sending energy out. And many of us are sending energy out that we don't want to send out, but we've just gotten in the pattern of worrying, of doubting, of being in fear, being in scarcity, being in lack. And so when we center, it's saying, okay, I'm going to quiet all of that and just be here. And it's almost as if you're creating sacred space, like think of a church or a place you might pray or meditate within your energetic field, in your mind, in your body, in your heart. So always start with breath. And I don't want to call it meditation because it probably is a form of meditation, but I think that we've kind of taken that word and put a lot of restrictions on what meditation is and what it isn't. And long before I knew what meditation was, I was doing meditation. I would move my body, I'd listen to music, I'd go into a zone and just be present in that moment. And sometimes I might visualize in that space, but usually I'm just present with the music, with my body. And that was meditation. And for a long time, when I first started to study to be a professional intuitive, I've been an intuitive my whole life, but when I wanted to start reading energy for other people, I would think that I'd have to have this lengthy meditation process. And I think, you know, doing a guided meditation or a very systemized form of meditation, I think it's beneficial to the right person, and it can be really helpful. But ultimately, you have to do what feels right to you. And I say meditate in the way that feels most authentic and natural. It does not have to be this, like, thing you force yourself to do because you hear it has beneficial qualities. I think that negates the benefit of it. So make your centering, your time to return to what your heart center, your being center, your place of peace and tranquility, make that a daily practice. And as you do that, you open yourself up to allow spirit to help you, to give you guidance, to point you in the right direction. Okay, number two, let me look at the switchboard here. Okay, number two in allowing heaven to help you is tell yourself some version of this. It's all going to be okay. No matter what happens, I will be okay. And really speak to yourself with kindness and love and compassion as if you were a child. This is what came up as I was writing the message, as if you were a child afraid of the dark. You know, unless you're just a really awful, shitty human being, you would never yell at a child for being afraid of the dark. You would offer them compassion and support and love, and letting them know that everything's going to be okay. And so talk to yourself in that same way. Now, let's say you are a person who might be like, you know, who might say to a child, like, just get over it. Then that's probably the way you're talking to yourself. And that's probably creating a lot of anxiety and worry and frustration in your energetic field. And so the way you course correct is to decide that I don't have to be an asshole to myself to produce results in my life. I don't have to berate myself to get my butt in gear, to go to the gym, to take action on a goal. I can be really kind and compassionate and highly productive at the same time. I think we just, you know, as a culture, we tend to, like, lead that way, lead from a place of negativity as opposed to really just giving ourselves permission to be who we are. And I, you know, my spirit guides are jumping in here and they're saying a lot of people are doing things that they think they have to do to earn a living, to get the love they want, to get the status they want, instead of doing what feels right to them. So it's a lot of have to's or should's or I must. Now, there is a place for I must, and it just leads into the next space. But, you know, I talk a lot on this program about the duality of things, but something like an I must has a positive side and also has a negative side. So on the positive side, number three, to really start to accept heaven's help, is to take action from a place of authentic passion and be all in, meaning, let's say you do, you know, you're making a meal for your family. We're coming up on the holidays. If you're not all in, then don't make it. You know, if you're going to be grumbly and moody and bitchy about it, don't do it. And it's totally okay if you don't. Do something else. You know, say we're all going out. Say so-and-so's cooking. Say I'm going to pick up a meal. Do what feels right and do that from a place of authentic passion. You know, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. And when you act from a place of humble devotion to whatever you're seeking, you clear the way for miracles. This is also known as following the intuition. So how this really shows up is, say you are going for a goal and you don't know why. maybe. You don't know why, you just feel compelled to do it. That is authentic passion. And you stick with it and you're diligent with it. And even if it doesn't work out, you're still going to be all in. That is how you open the door to accept heaven's help. Okay, number four for accepting heaven's help is accept all the forms in which it comes. You know, I finished my 2019 month-by-month intuitive readings, which was such an undertaking this year. Mercury retrograde and all the things going on in the world and in my life made it really, you know, I used to be able to do them, these readings. They're pretty extensive, anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 words. I used to do them like all back to back in one day, and I might do up to 12. And this year, I mean, I could maybe get through a paragraph and I'd have to rest. I could get through because the energy is so much stronger this year. And I think that all of us are creating some miracles in our lives. And we're being called to really let go of a lot of low vibrational energy that has been keeping us all stuck in doing things we don't want to do. And so we are moving a lot of energy around. Now, with that being said, one of the things that came up frequently in that reading was letting go of form. I read for, I wind up doing 8 of them. And consistently, the message that was coming forward was, let go of our attachment to form. So what does that mean? It's like I think we do it so naturally in the sense that we want something. Okay, I want to be in a relationship. We immediately go into what that relationship needs to look like. And sometimes we're taking on the vision, and you've heard me say this on the program before, we're taking on the vision of someone else. It's someone else's big, amazing love, or we're taking on our television version of what we think is right, when in actuality we just need to focus on what it is that we truly want. You know, spend time with someone who romantically likes us, and it's a very different vibe, romantic energy versus, you know, being friends. And so you can say, like, I want to be in the vibration of romantic energy with a wonderful person who meets my needs on all levels. So now we're letting go of form. The person, yes, you can have your preferences. You know, everybody knows I like my friend and I were talking. She's like, you really have a type. But yes, I have a type. So you can still honor your type without placing attachment to the form. Because even though I have my type of guy that I'm into, I still keep my heart open. If spirit wants to bring it to me in another form. Yes, it's still going to match my preferences. It's still going to be a male. He's still going to be taller than me, you know, educated. I got a type. But he can come in a lot of different ways, in a lot of different forms, and I don't need to compromise my values in the process or compromise my preferences. So the exact message that Spirit gave me on this as I was preparing this newsletter message was, accept heaven's help in all its forms. So our human mind is deeply attached to how something needs to occur, or the way in which it needs to occur, or how it needs to look. But I want to encourage you to release that control. Let heaven bring you what you desire in whatever form it comes. That's the real key of this message is, you know, accepting heaven's help means it's going to come in a form maybe you didn't think of, because we're human, right? And we're, you know, we're single focused on whatever we want to do. And spirit is so infinite that it can bring us something that we hadn't even considered. So keep your heart open and let go of your attachment to form. You know, it's fine. You know, like, you can have an idea of that ideal man, that ideal job, that ideal income. I want you to have a vision. But think of the actual specifics of that as just a placeholder. Now, I know somebody's like, but Amy, you always say get really specific. I do want you to get specific, but I don't want you to get so specific that you are ignoring how something makes you feel. Because you can be super attached to form, just like, let's go back to my type of man, beard, taller than me. I can be so attached to that form, right? College educated, you know, I can see all that on his profile. I'm like, yeah. And we match, and then we wind up going on a date. I'm so attached to that form that he could totally be a fucking asshole. And I would be so attached to that form that I would enter into a relationship and get, you know, 5 years into it and be like, whoa, you kind of suck. And I'm using this language purposely. When we get so attached to form, we stop using our intuition. We stop feeling our way through a situation and say, does that feel good? We start ignoring those little subtle red flags. And they're not really that subtle. It's just because we're so attached to whatever we want result we want to create that we start to ignore those little signs. We're human. We learn. You heard this podcast, so you now know you can make a different choice. So let go of your attachment to form. Be open and receptive to every way in which your blessing comes. And you don't have to settle. You don't have to go against your values. You don't have to suddenly, I don't have to suddenly start dating a different type of man. No, I just have to be open and receptive. And trust how you feel. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. You know, you might think, this is the best job for me. You get the call back. You go on the 50 rounds of interviews. And you're like, yes, this is what I wanted. This is the way I've been hoping to manifest. But then as you're sitting there, let's say they flew you out. You're sitting in your hotel room. It's day before last round of interviews. And you're just like, something doesn't feel right. And we start to ignore those subtleties. I'll give you a perfect example. So I'm in Los Angeles right now, and I'm going to sublet a place while I write my next novel. Instead of trying to find something in the Bay Area right away, I think I'll stay here for 3 months, I think. I might change my mind, and I'm staying so open to changing my mind. But so I was looking at places, and I found a sublet, nice guys, super nice men. And, you know, I need very specific things in a place to live because, you know, Los Angeles is very spread out and I don't have a car. And so it was really imperative that it be walkable, right? But the room was awesome and the other roommate I would be living with was a great guy. And it seemed on the surface, right, like, you know, we were having – you know, witty conversation. And so they took me around the neighborhood and I started to notice, I'm like, wow, things are way more spread out than I thought. You know, which when you're a walker, you know, you don't want your basic needs to be so far that it, for me, I don't want my basic needs to be so far that it becomes an athletic walk. I want it to be like a leisurely stroll to get, you know, my lactose-free milk. And so, but I like these guys, and I, you know, the guy I would have been subletting for was getting ready to go on this comedy tour, and he was eager to fill his room, and, you know, and I, you know, I wanted a place to stay. So everything was, like, lining up that it was going to be a good fit for me, but then I started to pay attention to all the things, those subtle warnings, like, hey, that walk is way further than you thought. Oh, they don't really have laundry on site because there's no dryer. And then they said there is a dryer, but the laundromat's down the road. So when they took me down the road, it's like a mile down the road. Who wants to carry wet clothes a mile? No. You know, and so as I started to really tune into it, and I'm giving you the details of this, because on all accounts, it would have been like, yeah, go for it. That's my old younger self would have gone for it. But then as I started to, and I did push for it, I'll tell you. I started talking to fear about it. It's like, I want it. And then I started to notice all the signs that it wasn't right. And I said, nope, I can't do it. I can't even feel bad about not doing it. So, yeah, you will get emotion and you'll think something's right for you because you want it to be, because you're so attached to that form. And that's understandable, you know, especially if you've been working a goal for a while and you're ready for a breakthrough. But I promise you, if you trust your intuition and pay attention to the red flags and make the choice that's most in alignment with your vision for your life, you will reap such greater benefits. Now, why I can say no and not feel sad about it, because I want what I want, and I don't want anything to hinder my progress. So if I've gotten clear about what I need, you know, I ask you often to make your I want list. If I've gotten clear about what I need and this is not really meeting my needs, on some level, I will have to compensate for that, and it will take away from me doing what I actually want to do. So that's where it stops becoming beneficial, and you will find, especially if you're a high caliber, you know, high vibrating, faithful person, you will find that spirit won't help you out. Spirit won't help you out. When you've committed to being really highly spiritual in your journey, you'll find you won't get the help you need. The heavenly hands won't show up. And so just keep that in mind as you're going through this. Trust how you feel. It's a subtlety. And I want to really speak to you about the subtle, paying attention to the subtle and intuitive information, because that is your sign from spirit. Spirit doesn't scream at us. Our ego, our fears, our doubts, our worries, our anxieties, the world screams at us. Our intuition is consistent and relaxed and clear. And it will tell you moment by moment so that you can get to where you want to be. So if you've been really going for it in your life and you're not seeing the progress that you want, I would encourage you to start really listening to your intuition. Now, with that being said, you will find that you will say way more no's than yeses, because most things aren't going to work out, right? Now, when I was younger and I was intuitive and I would ignore it a lot, but and while I was spiritual, I wasn't living the lifestyle as I live it today. I'm not judging my younger self. That's just where I was at. I found that things did happen faster, but 9 times out of 10, they were wrong for me, and it would be some type of cleanup work involved. And I made the commitment to spirit, hey, I don't want to clean up any more messy energy. I just want to do what's right for me from the get-go. So if you want to start to live that way, you will start to say more no's. And then you will start to see how, all the ways in which spirit's been helping you the whole time. Okay, back to accepting heaven's help. Now let me peek at my switchboard. Oh, there is somebody in the queue. I'll take a call. Get on my newsletter list and you'll get this little message. Okay, 863, you're on the air. This is so fun. I haven't done this in so long. 863.
Hi, yeah, thank you.
Hi. What can I do for you today?
You know, I was calling about making that heart and soul love connection. I don't have anyone in my life at this time, and I would definitely like to attract, you know, a long-term love partner.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been single? I'm tuning into the energies. Let's talk a bit.
Since 2015, so mm-hmm. 3 years.
And what would you say the reason is to why you've been single?
Well, part of it is, you know, I went through a divorce and I took, you know, just wasn't really into looking at for a while. And now I haven't really put myself out there, but I want to. And I know that, you know, I need to do some lifestyle changes to get myself back out there, because like they always say, you know, unless it's the mailman or the UPS, you know, nobody's going to find you if you stay inside all the time. So
sure,
I need to do some lifestyle changes to get myself out there. But, yeah, I definitely would still like to, and I'm hoping that, you know, you see somebody actually coming for me at some point. So
okay, so we're going to go on a little journey to get you there, but are you committed to having this love? Let's start there.
Yes. Yes, I definitely want love.
Okay. So the first step is, I would encourage you, because the first card I got was consultant expert. And what Spirit's showing me is that, yeah, you do need to do a little research on modern dating. And what's so wonderful is that there are tons of really great bloggers out there that talk about relationships. So I'd like you to get on YouTube, find, you know, preferably they're showing me a guide to learn a little bit more about dating and men and the culture of dating now. And I think when you're ready, I'd like you to get out there, because the predictive card says once you let go of the old you, right, and really step into the new you, you're going to attract this love. So it's, you know, saying goodbye to the woman that, and it does, I went through divorce last year. It takes some time to recover from that. So as you are going through that, you know, as you've gone through this recovery, we're going to say goodbye to that part of you, and we're going to welcome in this new relationship. What are they showing me? 90 days from when you actually start to get out there. You'll meet someone, and it'll be a consistent dating relationship. They're showing me you'll date. They're showing me either six weeks or 6 months. And then behind that will be a longer-term relationship, which will last, they're showing you, two to 5 years. So, yes, both of them will be really great men, and those relationships will be very healing. They're saying they want you to do some research on modern dating, you know, what the bloggers are saying, learn about that, so that you can best be prepared for the highs and lows of it. You know, you're going into a new situation where you might feel a bit vulnerable, and that'll help you handle the vulnerability. It'll also help you screen out the wrong guys, too. So the first card was consultant expert, and then the second card says if you're going to let go of that old you and start a new dating life. And you're going to have a lot of fun. I see you just a lighter energy around you. You might even get your hair cut or something, and seeing like just kind of a new look for you, and you'll really enjoy it.
Nice. Do you think that they'll be like a life partner? Because I'm kind of a life partner type of person. I mean, dating is great, and that will be a great first step. But I definitely would like to make that long term. You know, like you want to, you know, you have that romantic idea of growing old and, you know, grow old along with me. The best is yet to be.
Sure. I get it. Go slow. So you don't welcome in a problem right now. So I think as you go through this dating process, it's going to help you get really clear about what you want so that you can enter into a long-term partnership. So think, instead of thinking of these as like short-term waste of time, think of them as like, wow, this is my opportunity to really learn myself, learn what I need in a relationship so that I am in a position to be crystal clear when I broadcast that request to the universe and attract what I want. But we can't really do it from our couch. You know, you kind of need to get out there and see what your options are, you know, what you think you want, which is probably pretty close to right. But you're going to, you know, as you start to interact with masculine energy again, you're going to be like, I kind of want a guy that's like this, and I want a guy that's like that. And so see this as a journey and a joy and a wonderment and a experimental in the sense that, like, wow, I get to go out and see what's out there and what I like and do it from this lightness, and then you'll attract that long-term partner. As I read the energy today, that's what I'm reading, but you can always shift the energy, you know, really just move into that place of positive expectation and joy, and, I get what I want. But I'm seeing it's going to take you a little time to get there. Your consciousness isn't ready. It doesn't mean it won't get ready. It's just not quite ready to accept that long-term type of relationship. You might re-attract what you just left. If you rush the process.
Yeah. Definitely don't want that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why
sure.
I say don't rush it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, just give yourself time to, you know, because you will naturally do what's familiar, right?
Yeah.
And that even though you left that situation and it's not what you want anymore, our subconscious mind is going to do what feels what it's been doing for however long you were married, right? And so before you know it, you're like, oh, wow, I've kind of attracted a version of my ex-husband, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So that's why I say give it time, do a little, get some support around it so that you know that your vibration is ready to attract the ideal man for you.
Awesome. And that's great advice about doing the blogging and YouTube, because I don't even know how to date anymore. I was married for over 30 years, so changed that long. So it's like I don't even know how to date. It's like everything is different.
Yeah.
So that's great advice.
It is different,
for me,
but it's still, you know, you can still date, and it's and it'll still be really fun. And I think if once you do a little research, you know, there's some really great men teachers out there teaching women to date that can help us kind of, you know, get past some of the hurdles that, you know, that would make the journey harder.
Okay. Sounds great. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm glad to know that once I get myself together that, you know, there will be a love connection at some point for me. So that's
mm-hmm.
good.
It's not awesome. Going to take as long as you think. It's not going to take too long. Well, good. Thank you for calling
awesome.
Into the program.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great week or rest of the week, I should say. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the show. That was really fun. I got to take a call. I haven't taken a call in so long. And I don't know if this is still recording, but I'll finish up just in case it is recording in archives. I'll finish the last of this. So going back to accepting heavenly help, sometimes you do need to consult an expert. That's a part of help receiving heavenly help. Be grateful. Be grateful for your journey. You don't have to be grateful for the stuff you didn't like and the stuff that sucked, but do definitely learn the lessons and be thankful for those lessons, and you'll start to see heaven's hands all over those situations. And then lastly, read your goals, prayers, and desires daily, and don't worry about how they're going to happen or how they're going to, you know, how, you know, your timing of things or your process. Really just open your heart from a place of faith and trust your intuition and know that you will be guided accordingly. And so that's my program. Thank you, guys. This was fun. I look forward to connecting with you again on the next program. Bye.